From trucker talk to tales from the road and everything in between, it's time for Truck Drivers Talking Trash. Now your hosts, Cross, the Lady, and Sheldon.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Truck Drivers Talking Trash show. Lady's not in tonight, but it's me and Sheldon, the funky technician. Man, what a tournament. The ladies' tournament was everything it was cracked up to be. A lot of chatter on radio, a lot of chatter on television about the games last night. We're going to get into that tonight. But, Sheldon, I want to know, brother, how you been doing? You know, I haven't seen you in a while. You know, I've been talking to you once in a blue moon. So how was your weekend?
It was a good weekend. I had surgery last week at the VA in West Haven. They took really good care of me. They take good care of all the vets, and I want to thank everyone there. I'd also want to send a shout-out to Sarah Strong. She's the new hope for UConn. They signed her. I don't know. Hopefully we can win the national championship with the women's.
Oh, we're going to get into that because I got a list of things we're going to talk about. Because, man, as I said, man, last night was special. Last night was special. But before I start my show, I got to give a shout-out to my dear friend, Margrietta. She was on my show last Monday, and I was on her show Saturday. And I just want to tell her thank you so much. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for hanging out with me. And you can catch her show every Saturday morning at 9:30 at Business Champion Radio on WICC 600 AM. So you can check her show every Saturday morning at 9:30.
You know, I'll be tuning in. I was a business major at Quinnipiac University, majoring in finance. Business is the backbone of the economy.
You know? You never lied about that.
You can't have Teamsters without business.
You need work. Yeah. You got to have work. Yeah. You got to have work.
Can't make money if there's no work. You can't make money in a drought.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the championship is over with. South Carolina did what they're supposed to do. And, man, did they a good job on that young lady, Kaylin Clark. Man, Raven Johnson, man, she put her up, stuck to her like glue. What a game. And what I saw was a team that was focused, prepared, and ready to get down. That's what I saw. They were smiling. Those young ladies were smiling. They weren't uptight. You know, even the freshmen coming off the bench. And I got something for you. I've been watching college basketball since 93.
Oh, wow. Swoops. 93?
93. Cheryl Swoops was the star. She transferred to Texas Tech. She played for the Red Raiders up in Texas. Lavitt, Texas. Homegirl was called Little Jordan or Baby Jordan, something like that. But in Texas, they call her the Texas Tornado. She is 6 feet fast. She was, you know, on the court, she's like a little tomboy. I ain't gonna lie. But off the court, man, was she a lady. Oh, man, that girl has some stilettos. I'm talking about, listen, Cheryl Swoops, if you're listening to me, honey, you taught me a lesson about judging women. Because, man, when you got off that court, you was a lady. You was a man. And to this day, you still a lady. You still got that GQ going on. You still looking good. But she was a superstar. Cheryl Swoops was a superstar.
Not like Rebecca Lobo.
No. A little different.
Yeah, Rebecca Lobo's my lady.
No. She's a champion in college. All right, she's a four-time champion in the WNBA. Okay. She was just special. Something about Cheryl Swoops when she played basketball. She made you pay attention to the game. And back then when she played in the championship game, only 7.81 million viewers watched that game in her championship game. Yesterday's game between Iowa and South Carolina, 17 million people watched that game. It took 31 years to get a game like that. And the men get a game like that every other year. The men get a big game. That shows you how far the game has come. And it's not just Clark. The game, the girls' game is a soap opera. I'm calling it the young, the restless, and the bold. That's what I'm calling it. Because it's a soap opera. Because last year, when South Carolina got knocked out, who knocked them out? Iowa. Who knocked Iowa out? LSU. Yeah. So now, the roles are reversed. This season, South Carolina was young. Okay? Who was restless? Iowa, because they got knocked out.
South Carolina sounded like some young gunners.
Hold on. Check this out. You know who's bold?
Who's bold?
LSU. And check this out. Now, you have a group of young teams now. It's not no clear shot. UConn was hurt. UConn was the MASH unit. UConn was MASH. Okay? Now they got a young superstar coming in. And let me tell you something, man. The girls' game is going to be exciting for the next decade. Because what makes the girl games better than the men's game? The girls stay in college. The girls stay. And you have that type of unit, that type
cohesion.
Oh, man, listen. And I'm going to tell you something. These are the teams you got to watch out for. USC, Southern Cal, USC, Southern Cal, Texas, Stanford, UCLA. That's the first group you got to worry about. But then on the back end, you got Notre Dame. Notre Dame got a point guard down there. Whew, you got Juju and Southern Cal. You got North Carolina State. And you have Ohio State, and you still got MASH UConn waiting to get healed up, licking their wounds. And they have a coach named Geno. Geno's 11-time champion.
Yeah, I think UConn had it. Like, it was that foul at the end.
UConn needed another score. They
would have scored if they didn't have that foul.
Do you realize
they had the ball with, like, no time. Fouled the chick, and then they got turned over. That was the game.
No. UConn didn't have enough legs. UConn didn't have enough bodies.
I think they would have made that last shot and won it. I saw the three. It was like watching Jordan back in the day.
No, because UConn made too many mistakes, first of all. All right? They didn't have enough time. 0.9 seconds is not going to help you. Okay? Let's just keep it real. It wasn't going to help them. All right? UConn was the MASH unit.
It only takes one shot.
Yeah, but they never one got shot. It off. It never got it into play. So it doesn't matter.
A foul, you know?
Hey, it doesn't mess the game. They never had a chance to get it off. So it doesn't matter. They lost. So guess what? Know what they do? You lick your chops. Geno's going to have those girls ready, and they're going to be hungry. Because let me tell you something. When you lose like that, not having a whole team, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth and makes you hungry, you know? And I know Geno. Geno probably, that's his best coaching job. Because he only had a legit seven players because the other young lady was hurt and she did a good job. She had bad ankles, okay? She D'd up Kalen Clark with bad ankles. UConn is going to be fine. They're going to be fine if they're not beat up and hurt up, all right? If UConn is healthy, I really believe it's going to be a four-team race next year. It's going to be a four-team race next year. I don't think Iowa's coming back no time soon. I don't see Iowa coming back.
You know one thing I don't like?
What's up?
Is like you can't use DraftKings in the state of Connecticut. Like you can't bet on UConn. Like,
well, because this is their home. I don't know how that works. I don't know.
I was on DraftKings and I was like going. I was like, oh, I'm gonna make some money. You know, like on UConn men. But it just didn't come out. It didn't work. You know, like.
Well, it must be something because we have our teams right here in our state.
Yeah, it's all those legislators, man. They got to do better.
No, man. You're lucky you have sport gambling in the state, though. You have it. You know, you could bet on any game besides
I got to drive to Jersey or Rhode Island just to put a bet off. Like, you know, it's a lot of work.
Well, that's what you want to do. But like I was saying, I think UConn will be fine next season as long as they're healthy. It's going to be a four. I really believe right now, you figure South Carolina's going to be back. LSU's going to be back. UConn's going to be there. But now it comes to these other teams. Southern Cal with JoJo. Notre Dame. North Carolina State. Ohio State. Stanford, UCLA, and Texas. Which one of those schools is going to step up and get in the big girls' big girl game.
I like Texas. Always like Texas. Lone Star State. You know, like Texas is a great state.
Oh yeah, it's a beautiful state. Yeah. It's a big state too.
Great benefits for military. Great benefits for everybody. Safe place
and
to
a
run
lot
a family.
Of work.
Yeah, a lot of work.
Texas has a lot of work.
A lot of but, stuff coming man, in Texas ooh, and all man. That stuff. Like SpaceX is out there. Like. Yeah, Texas is that state.
Yeah, Texas, yeah. Airports, you name it. Yeah. Highway work.
Whataburger? You ever have a Whataburger?
No, I never had a Whataburger.
Whataburger is so good. It's the best burger in the country. And this is coming from a guy that worked at Five Guys.
Yeah, listen to me. I went to the Blues Barbecue in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, oh, man.
What'd you get?
Oh, man. I had, what you call it? I had pulled pork.
Pulled pork?
Yeah, pulled pork, and I just had the whole dinner. Mm-hmm. Man, oh, man. Mm-hmm. I think I still got teeth marks in my fingers.
Yeah, you think Texas got the best barbecue in the country?
Oh, man, North Carolina, man. See, the difference is, right, Texas, Kansas City, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, I guess you could say Alabama, you know. Those are barbecue states.
But you know what we got that the rest of the country doesn't have?
What's that?
New Haven-style pizza. We got the best pizza in the world. Like, yeah. You got to go to Italy to get
there's
pizza
no
like
compar- Listen. There's no comparison to barbecue and pizza. There's no comparison.
It's that's apples, oranges.
Oh, man, it's not even apples, oranges, man. That's out of the world. That's how I'm going to say it. That's misplaced thoughts.
Bro, I'm like a Ninja Turtle, bro. All I think about is pizza.
Nah, but when you talk about barbecue, you can't mess that up. That's
you ever had
insult.
A barbecue pizza? Imagine
no,
that.
No, no.
Imagine, no. Okay, that's just imagine this, pizza. Right? That pulled pork that you like, right, on a pizza.
No, I can't see it.
It'd be different sauces, of course.
No, because mozzarella, you can't have pizza without
then
mozzarella.
Then you just switch the cheese.
What cheese you gonna put on a pizza? I want to hear this. Explain this to me.
Explain it. So I'd go with. I gotta think a little. You know, I'm having some. I'm hungry. You know.
He talking trash, right? And the young man can't even tell me what kind of cheese he'll put on a barbecue pizza.
I'd put some feta with it.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Rich. Because listen, ladies and gentlemen, yes, I may be fat. Yes, I may be a diabetic. But one thing about my food, I know what goes together, what do not go together. When you have barbecue, you have beans, you have coleslaw, you have things that go good with it. Macaroni and cheese.
So I put all that on my pizza.
Oh, you just
it has macaroni and cheese at the top.
You just make me want to. Oh man, you just make me want to stick my head all in the toilet. You know, you just blah.
The road to 500 pounds.
Oh no, the road to making somebody want to choke the hell out of you. That's what you're gonna roll it. But nah, but like I said, ladies and gentlemen, it's gonna be it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and I'm just looking forward to next season. The men play tonight at 9:30 for their championship. Purdue Boilermakers against UConn Huskies tonight at 9:30. This two giants, 7-4, 7-2.
You ever drank a Boilermaker?
No, I don't. You know, I just started drinking 3 weeks ago, and I haven't had another drink since.
You take the beer and you mix some liquor in it, and that's how you get a Boilermaker.
Oh no, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I learned my lesson 3 weeks ago. I'm scared. I'm scared to feel like that again. That hurt. That's painful. I don't know how people could do it every other weekend or every weekend. I can't do it. Not me. Not no more.
Ooh, you just got to punch yourself in the liver. Like, blah, blah, blah. Man, keep drinking.
No. I was just glad for the room to stop spinning and me to wake up and be able to eat me some eggs and bacon and take my butt back to bed.
Yeah. The pizza with the eggs and bacon on it.
Oh,
you ever had that?
Man, listen. Are you just want to grow somebody up? Because you know people are living. I know people say, I know this boy don't eat like that. I know. You know people say, I know this boy don't eat like that. There's something wrong with that boy.
Yeah, they don't want to know what I eat. I eat like chicken feet, tripe, all that stuff, man.
Tripe is something they eat in like in Arkansas, Texas, Florida, North Carolina. It's not but cow stomach. Yeah, so a lot of people eat that. That's not nothing unusual.
If you won't eat certain things, man, you haven't been hungry enough.
but most people eat. Some people eat chitlins.
I tried the chitlins. I like them a little bit, you know, especially with the hot sauce.
Oh yeah, you know, there's a. That's something you don't eat every day.
You know? Trotters. Pig's feet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I grew up on eating that stuff with lima beans, coleslaw, hush puppies or cornbread. Yeah, I grew up eating that. Neck bones.
Hey, let's get back to basketball. You're making me hungry.
Oh, man. Listen. All right, man. Listen.
Like, UConn needs to be next year.
But you left. I'm going to ask you a question. Why didn't you get something before you even left? See? Not even rushing.
Yeah, just rushing.
You know. For no reason.
No reason at all, you know.
Just being Sheldon.
Yeah, just young, dumb, and full of love.
Yeah, you definitely full of love. You definitely full of love. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, the game is tonight, and I'm looking forward to seeing the UConn men play. Again, the game is at 9:30, and it's going to be a good game.
Where'd you watch the men's game?
I stayed home and watched the game. I watched all the tournaments at home, then at the sports bar, then at my buddy's house.
Yeah, I went to a sports bar out here, local. Yeah. I don't remember the name, but it's pretty cool. It was packed. You know, a lot of people in there.
Oh, yeah, because, you get your yell on. You get to hear other debates.
Yeah, a lot of fist bumping, you know. Like, it's nothing like watching a UConn game with UConn fans.
I'm going to ask you a question. Now, you don't watch sports like that, right?
I watch sports occasionally. It's because I played sports. So it's like a different feeling, you know. It's different being on the field as opposed to spectating, you know.
Yeah. All right. Now, do you have any teams in women's, men's?
UConn women.
Okay, UConn women. That's the only team you like?
I like UConn women. Okay, UConn so it goes women. UConn women, UConn men.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Who's a better player? Deanna Taurasi.
I love Deanna Taurasi.
And Sue Bird.
I love them both.
Okay.
I watched them both play.
Slow down. So I got a question for you. If you had your own squad, you're the owner, you have to pick one of these two to start your franchise, who do you take? Hold on. Let me give you some more. All right. Check this out. Listen to this. Deanna Taurasi has 3 national titles, 3 college titles, and 3 WNBA titles. All right? Then you have...
Taurasi's got my heart.
Hold on. Then you have Sue Bird, who has back-to-back titles at UConn, 4 titles in the WNBA. Yeah. So you have to start your franchise on those credentials. Which one you take?
I don't know.
Who you take?
She's got...
who you take? Listen.
I'm taking Diana.
You're taking Diana Taurasi.
Yeah, Diana takes me the ball every single time. You know, like, I remember being a kid.
Right.
Like, watching UConn play. Like, my mentor, he used to get the season tickets and stuff like that. We'd go to Gamble Pavilion. We'd go to Hartford watch him play. And, like, sometimes we had close tickets. Sometimes I'd be there with the binoculars watching the cheerleaders. That's all the story.
Right.
But UConn basketball, man. Like, there's nothing exciting like it.
Okay, so me, I would go with Candace Parker or Cheryl Swoops. I would take... Cheryl Swoops.
Yeah. Diana, I will take you on a team any day to lead it.
Okay, check this out.
The reason add my 2 cents
go
in.
Ahead, go ahead.
I agree with Sheldon. Diana Taurasi was my favorite. What people may not remember, Sheldon probably does going to some of the games, is that first year she won as a sophomore, she had Sue Bird, Aisha Jones, Swin Cash.
Yep.
They had an amazing group. The last 2 years that she won as a junior and a senior, she was the team. She shot amazing, and she was the leader on that team. They had a number of freshmen, and that it was amazing. She didn't have because those 4 seniors that were starters on the year before her sophomore year, they all graduated.
Right.
So she was left as the lone starter coming back.
Okay, check this out. Now, because the talk on radio and television is Kaylin Clark a GOAT. And I'm going to say no. She's just a great scorer. She's a great woman's, she's a star. She's a star in the woman's game.
She's like Charles Barkley, no rings.
Right, you need rings. Rings would make you, people ain't going to remember you scoring title. That's going to fade away.
You got to ask, who put a ring on it? Like, who put a ring on it? Like, she didn't go to the ball. She didn't get wife.
Listen to me. The ring she want, you don't get it by getting married. The ring she want, you got to earn it on the court, okay? And I'm going to tell you something. She played her heart out. She's a certified superstar. She's going to do well in the WNBA. But those are grown women. You're going against the best of the best of the best from Europe, America, China. You know, the women's game is different. You know, you ain't going to have those shots like that.
Yeah, let's talk back to Europe. Yugoslavia. Like, I love that country.
No, hold on. So you have to really wonder how well is she really going to do in the WNBA, because she's only 6 feet. She's only 6 feet. She ain't the fastest. She has a hell of a handle. She could shoot from anywhere, but she's going to have to build up a little more muscle, and she's going to have to she's going to have to bulk up.
What did she go, like 9 for 20 on the threes?
Oh, I forgot what she went for.
I think it was like 9 for 20.
But I tell you one thing, Raven Johnson, that young lady shut her down.
I won't take anything away from Raven Johnson.
No, Raven Johnson came to play. She locked her up. There's videotape of how to play her. You have to look at how UConn played her. UConn had a young lady with two bad ankles D her up. Okay? She D'd her up. She was her defender most of that game. I watched that game. And Holmgren had two. She had ankle breaks on both of her ankles, okay? Okay? And Holmgren scoring side to side with those little puppies. And I'm going to tell you something. If she's coming back next year, I know. I know they're going
to
win a championship.
Caitlin needs to get with AI so she can get her crossover good.
Oh, man, listen. She can't. She got to figure out how to deal with women with long arms, because both of those young ladies had something. They had movement, lateral movement, and had long arms. And Raven Johnson won't just have long arms. She kept her hands in her face.
Nah, fundamental basketball is nice, you know.
Hey, listen. Yeah. And the coach was prepared. Because Dawn Stanley, she was there watching the game, doing her homework. She was there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hold that thought, and we're going to go to our first commercial break.
Now back to Truck Drivers Talking Trash. Join the party, 203-333-9422.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Truck Drivers Talking Trash show. It's Monday, tournament time, championship time.
Right after the eclipse.
I know, right?
And the earthquake. I don't know. Do you think we got a flood coming next year?
man, listen, the earthquake was surprising. My son was in the earthquake. Up in Stanford, he felt it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he felt it. So I didn't feel it. You know, I was in New Britain, Connecticut at the time. I didn't feel it. So I'm not going to sit here and lie to people. But a lot of people said they felt it. It went to Baltimore, all the way to Maine. That's an eye-opener, you know.
Speaking of Baltimore, how's that bridge collapse affecting you guys with, like, the truckers and stuff?
Well, the traffic in Baltimore, I don't know because I don't live in Baltimore, but I...
More so, like, stuff getting redirected up here.
Yes. And the waterway should be open, hopefully, in the next 30 days, because they still got to get the bridge out of the water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, but it's all union work.
That's good. So,
listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. That's union work. That's union paper. So all you union people, everybody in the state of Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, if you want to get some change, this is the time to go get it. Because this is all union work up there.
Show me the money, Jerry.
Show me something.
Yeah. Hey, you guys want to call in, it's 203-333-9422. Truckers Talking Trash.
Oh, man, somebody on their A game tonight. Hey, let's give him a round of applause for being on his A game.
Yeah, there's no lady tonight. It's just Cross and Darren.
Cross and Darren. You mean Cross and Sheldon. I ain't by myself. I may be crazy. I ain't that crazy.
Bro, I'm a figment of your imagination.
I got that right. So that's about it, Sheldon. So the question is now. Next thing is the WNBA draft. We have the NBA playoffs coming. We have the NFL draft. Those are the next three things coming. So what do you like, young man? Who do you like going first in the WNBA draft? Everybody's talking Caitlin Clark. I see it. I get it. But I'm going to tell you something.
I like the girl out of LSU.
But no, I think that girl, Caruso, should be number one.
Oh, Caruso. Ooh. I like Caruso.
Oh, listen to me.
She's I love everything about Brazil.
Listen to me. Yeah. She's 6'7". She has handle. You ain't moving her.
I bet her party is going to... You ever had Portuguese food? That's what they eat in Brazil. Like,
oh, I didn't know that.
Brazilian barbecue.
I didn't know that.
It is so good. They'll cook a pineapple and make you think it's meat, you know, like...
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know up in Brazil they eat Portuguese.
Yeah, and they
Portuguese
speak Portuguese,
food.
You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got to go to Brazil, like a trip to Brazil.
No.
We got to go see Cristo, the giant Christ on the hill.
Brother.
City right of now, God, bro.
Brother, right now, my traveling calendar is full. And I have two trips right now. I got me and Lady supposed to go to Puerto Rico. And then I'm supposed to go to Mexico with Fish and those guys from the barbershop. So, no. Yeah. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, my daughter got me beat on travel this year. She's gone to 4 countries this year, bro. 4.
And she's only, what, 3 years old?
6.
She got a passport. I don't even have a passport. Yeah, my son leaves next week for France, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, my son, he's going to...
He's going to propose or something?
Him and his lady going on a little trip.
It sounds like he's going to the Eiffel Tower about to drop a knee.
Oh, man, listen.
Give up that player life.
He's never been a player. My son's nothing like me. Nothing
that's good.
Oh, and he's nothing like me. You know, he's been with her. They've been together 6 years.
Oh, that's good.
6 years. 6 years they've been together. And, I got my full blessing, both of them.
Yeah, I wish them nothing but happiness, you know.
Hey, man, listen,
love is hard to find.
And especially in this time and age, all social media. We talk about that, me and Lady talk about it all the time, how you got to be grounded and be ready for that responsibility to be in a relationship. A lot of people are not ready for that. Even grown folks not even ready
for
that.
And for dudes, like, they want you to be, like, over 6 feet. Make over $100,000 a year.
No. That's not like women.
I was saying that's what they want in a man, you know?
Oh, yeah. Women will have these extraordinary measures for a man.
Yeah, I'm just 6'2", you know?
Hey, do you have a contract?
Prenup.
So I just don't know. I just don't know. I just hope that they be safe because a lot's going on in the world. Just gotta stay prayed up. I pray for them I pray for my kids every day. So
that's all you can do, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, they grown. They're gonna have fun, and this is how you do it.
France is a beautiful country. We went there in 2019.
But how many countries have you been to, Sheldon?
23 different countries.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. But sometimes I forget which countries I've gone to. I got to, like, look at the map and be like, oh, I've been here. I've been here. I've been there.
Hey, that's what happens when you travel a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
And then I got, like, 3 different phones. Don't ask why.
Sheldon needs to put a map on the wall and put, like, the little pins in all the countries
He needs to do something.
Yeah, I got it in my bedroom like that, though. The map and all that stuff.
Yeah,
you know, and then where I want to go. I don't know. I got Turkey on the list and Jamaica going home.
Yeah. It's just only, if I could go anywhere in the world, there's only 2 countries I would like to visit. Germany and Japan. Those are 2 countries I would like to visit.
I think you just picked 2 of the cleanest countries in the world.
For real?
Yeah. Japan looks like a cleaner version of Jamaica. It's like, if you ever watch anime, the animes look spot on to Japan, you know? Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And then Germany's just beautiful. Like, everything's nice in Germany. Like, I enjoyed both of those countries.
See, that's it. That's the only 2. But the thing is, the plane ride.
Take a boat.
Brother, man.
Yeah. You know, they got that cruise? It's like you live on the cruise, and you're traveling 52 weeks out of the year. All the year, you know? Like, you just live. Like, a lot of retired people are choosing that lifestyle, you know, just cruise around the world, you know. I would do that when I'm retirement age.
Well, what ship?
I'm not sure the name of the ship, but it's
because I know Viking is just river. I know Viking does not but river. Mm-hmm. River. They boats do nothing but rivers. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about what you call the
World Cruise?
World Cruise, and that's the Norwegian. Yeah. And Norwegian ships. I don't know. I don't know.
It's a new thing. And I'll look it up and give it to you offline. But
Well, maybe that's You crazy, man.
Nah, I've already done the cruises around the world.
Oh, there was no there was no slides on that, Jack. You wasn't having no fun.
We had fun. We jumped off the ship.
For real?
Yeah, we swam in the Med Open, all that stuff. We'd fish off the ship. Yeah. We had, like, the plain white tees came out of the ship. Like, all kinds of celebrities come. The mess lords came from, like, Food Network and stuff like that. They fed us.
Oh, wow. I didn't know y'all get spoiled like that in
the U.S. Navy, bro.
I did not know that.
Yeah, we have everything, like, out to sea. Like, I don't know, steak and lobster. If you want to join the military, now's the time. Free education. Cheap childcare. I don't know. Some of the bonuses are like $50,000 to join the military. All branches.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, I don't know nothing about the service. When I was younger, I thought about it, but my life took a left, a right, backwards.
I mean, you're on the other side, man. Homeland. Like, yeah. Teamsters, you do what the homeland needs, you know? Like,
That's the smartest thing I ever did was join the Union. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. And like I said, I'm just...
You can't protect nothing. Like, I don't know. Someone's got to stay with the homeland, you know?
Oh, yeah. And I just look at our politics now, how divided we are, and the things that, you know, that these people are saying are just crazy.
Yeah, that's what we got to look at, the stuff that unites us. Basketball, tailgates, you know, picnics, like the stuff that makes us
That speaks volumes. We have to find a way to unite our differences. We should be able to disagree and agree at the same time without making this stuff turn violent. There's no need for violence in politics. And it's scary, because just to hear the way they are talking this weekend, it bothers me. It bothers me because, you know, we should be able to, again, agree to disagree without violence. There's no need for violence in
politics.
When
I took my oath of office, it wasn't to red, it wasn't to blue, it was to the United States of America. Like, one United States under God. That's it, you know?
And that's what we need to do. And I just hope that somebody has to be able to reach. It's got to be a middle ground where one side could talk to the other, because it seems like one side is willing to talk to the other side, but they don't want to hear it, you know? And I think that's, I just shake my head, because these supposed to be grown folks. Mm-hmm. They talk about athletes supposed to be role models. There's no bigger role model than a politician. None. Because you are the face of the state. You are the face of your party. You are no bigger role model than any other athlete. Because guess what? Your policies affect everybody's pocketbook.
Like, I've looked up to Susan Bicewicz my whole life, since I was a kid. Like, since I first met her, you know? And she's always just been true to herself.
Who is Susan?
Lieutenant Governor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My mentor, like, I don't know, he was an insurance guy, a pretty popular insurance guy in my town and stuff like that. And he introduced me to a lot of people, you know.
Right.
And, I don't know, he just always stood for what was right.
Ned Lamont did a good job.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I like Jody Rell.
Yeah. I didn't like Jody Rell because she came with Roland. And it seemed like when Roland left,
everything went down.
She took up everything that he was trying to do, and she passed it. Mm-hmm. So that left a bad taste in my mouth. Because I'm going to tell you something, man. She dogged our highways. Mm-hmm. She dogged our highways. She had those contractors. That money left the state. Mm-hmm. That money left the state. Okay? Yeah. So, no, she didn't look out for us.
You saw that, like, they've been digging up the roads
mm-hmm.
on, like, 9 and all that stuff. They've been finding, like, a lot of trash and stuff like that.
Well, I know that new contract with the highways, 9's going to be tore up for a minute. From 9 all the way down to 17, traffic's going to be crazy. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Connecticut has a lot of road work coming down the pike. And please, please turn on your radio, find out, because you won't be sitting in traffic for no hour, 2 hours. This is Connecticut. You know, this little tight state gets some traffic, especially up in 95 going to New York, then coming in. you know, Norwalk. Woo! Don't even move.
Yeah, you seen that? One of the things they got coming is they're getting rid of like a lot of the old lead pipes and stuff like that. They're doing lead abatement. So
they're doing a lot of that.
Yeah, I think it's good, you know, because it's like you need clean water, you know. Like we don't want to end up like Flint.
Yeah. No, Michigan, period.
Yeah, definitely.
And that governor should have went to jail.
Definitely.
That governor should have went to jail because what he did was just morally wrong.
And ethically.
Yes, everything you could think of, he did wrong. Mm. And nobody locked him up. Mm. See? You see the power of the office? He committed crimes. He was told that water was no good. And he still put it into the public.
Ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, make sure you get out and vote. I'm going to be working the polls on Election Day. You know.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
Are you bringing a Desert Eagle with you or your 45? What gun are you going to bring with you when you work the polls?
Remember, I don't have any guns. I have a Bible. You know, I'm good with the Beretta. I'm very nice with the Beretta. But we're in Connecticut. You know, like the penalty for... Yeah, we're not in one of those states. We're not in Virginia, you know? Like,
oh, no. Arizona is the state. That's a gun state.
Yeah.
Texas is a gun state.
Yeah, Indiana, I carry guns in gun states, you know?
Like, Ohio is the only state I know right now that a felon could go buy a gun in Ohio.
Yeah.
Legally. Listen to me. A felon could buy a gun in Ohio. Where they do that at? Where do they do that at?
I have no idea. Them Buckeyes,
man. Hey, man. That's the Midwest for you. That's the Midwest.
Yeah.
Man. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to our next commercial break. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Now back to the conversation. It's Truck Drivers Talking Trash. 203-333-9422.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Truck Drivers Talking Trash Show. It's Monday. It's another beautiful day, beautiful evening. The weather was just awesome out here tonight here in Connecticut. I hope everybody got a chance to go for a walk, you know, hold your hand with your loved ones, spend time with your children, whatever you need to do to get out here in the spring weather. I hope you enjoyed yourself. It's supposed to be nice the next few days, too. So I'm looking forward to seeing the weather. I might take the top off the Jeep and put the Jeep in the garage. I'm ready for some spring fever, baby. I'm ready. Yeah. It's hard to work with spring fever.
Yeah, I went down to Rocky Neck a couple days ago and just did like a nice little walk on the beach. It was fun.
Okay. Yeah. Look at you getting out.
Yeah, I've been working out, you know, going to Planet Fitness, hitting the gym and all that stuff, you know, trying to get in shape.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? He can marry people. So what do you call? You called you a priest, a Baptist?
A reverend.
I'm a reverend.
Yeah. And then,
you're a reverend.
And then, like, my church, I'm in the process of taking over the pastorship, so, you know.
Oh, man, congratulations.
Yeah, I just got to stop cussing and cut back on the drinking.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, he's a pastor. You ain't too far from other pastors. Hey, listen, if you're a good pastor, just do not attain to you. We talk about those pastors who preach on Sunday and got a bottle right after service.
my bottle's a bottle of Ray and Neff. I don't know.
Oh, man, so, man, it's just beautiful, man.
But in moderation, you know.
Yeah. You grown. You have that right. You know, Jesus drank wine with every meal.
And then that wine was strong. Like, you ever had, like, overseas, the alcohol is way stronger than the alcohol over here.
Brother, I've been to 44 states. I see everything on TV. That's the farthest I go to the country. I watch Aerial America, you know? That's what I watch. You know, I check it out. I check out New Britain. I check out Japan. I check out all those countries on TV. And guess what? It's safe.
You know what I've been watching? I've been watching Love is Blind. You ever watch it?
No.
So, like, they put two people behind a wall, right? And they just ask each other questions, and they get to know each other. And then by the end, you got to figure out if that person's going to be...
It sounds like the internet. Love is Blind, you know, because what's that? Dating sites. That's the exact same thing as a dating site,
yeah,
you know?
Except you're not swiping right.
Oh, man. Lord have mercy. The things these people come up with. If you want to meet somebody, put yourself out there.
I'm good at meeting people. Like, I'm just working on myself.
That's
self-love, you know? Hitting the gym, eating right. There's nothing wrong.
Open your mouth. If you like something, speak to it. Yeah. You know, I have a lady friend up in Virginia. You know,
Virginia's for lovers. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that. That's the name of the state. But I tell you something. Oh man, that woman, Lord have mercy. You know, I've known her for a minute, and I'm gonna tell you something.
A New York minute.
Oh man, she could do better. That's all I can say. She could do better. It's none of my business because you got to work on yourself. For anybody could love you, you got to work on yourself. That's all I could say. You know, that's just my opinion. That's what truck drivers do. We have an opinion on everything. That's it, you know. I think Jeeps are the best American car, but people say Cadillac.
I drive a Jeep.
I got a Wrangler.
Didn't like one of those companies, like Range Rover or something, buy a Jeep just for the chassis?
I have no idea.
I believe so, for the X5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is years ago. They bought it, took the technology, and then sold it.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you something. You can't go wrong with a Jeep chassis. You know, you ain't going to find nothing. It's rugged. I'm talking about water, snow. Yeah. You put the right tires on. You get the right height. You ain't got to worry about nothing. There's a French Montana. We all know how that song go. You ain't worry about nothing. Yeah. You ain't worry about nothing.
Hey, you know French came up in New Haven area.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He's like, he got a big local following.
I thought he was from Atlanta somewhere.
Somewhere, but it's like
New York, Atlanta.
Yeah,
because I was watching that hip-hop show with Waka Flocka.
Waka Flocka Flame One. I like Waka. You know he's got a master's?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, Waka Flocka Flame has a master's degree. His mom is the real, like,
she's an OG. No. She's a real OG.
Yeah.
Oh, she ran the streets with the dogs.
Yeah, she's smart. Very smart woman. Very street
smart. She's street smart and she paper smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, she paper smart. Yeah, yeah, Waka Flocka Flame ain't no joke. His mom's ain't no joke. Yeah, his mom's ain't no joke.
Well, Waka Flocka Flame One hood ass person.
Nah, don't worry about that.
Yeah. Nah, I'm to the song, Grove Street. You put it in my head.
But I tell you one thing, I'm looking forward to tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this game, you got two big men. Two premier players. UConn has talent, a whole lot of talent from point guard to center.
Yeah.
Purdue, they got a big man, they got a point guard, they got a forward. I just don't see how Purdue is going to slow down UConn.
You got kids, right?
Yeah.
You ever read the Where's Waldo books with them?
No. Never.
Like, so Waldo's like this guy that you got to find. Like, I heard if you look in the crowd tonight, you might be able to see Where's Diddy.
Where's Diddy? That's low. Listen, I do not want to talk about Diddy.
He's not going to be in the front row like Spike Lee's.
But the thing is, though, it's not him. He's just, from my understanding, his son is the one that's being charged for something. Mm. And Diddy is being charged because he was the one that rented the boat. He's getting charged more for, like, danger or putting somebody in danger. Uh-huh. And I need somebody to explain this, to call the show, explain this to me. How can he be in trouble? He do nothing wrong. He just rented a boat for everybody to have a good time. He doesn't know there's going to be a crime committed, allegedly, you know. From my understanding, the way I heard the reports, you know, that his son's the one being charged. They're just charging Diddy because he rented the boat, because he has the money. His son is broke, okay? You charging a man, he didn't commit no crime, just because you went up there voluntarily.
That sounds like they're looking for whoever's got the deepest pockets.
That's what it sounds like to me too, Sheldon. And like I said, I don't know the law. They're going to fight it, but they suing Diddy, but his son is being charged.
Well, let's pray for Diddy, you know. He got a lot of people voting during these last couple elections.
Yeah, but I'm not getting involved in that.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not getting involved in that part.
I don't know.
I just watched it. I listened to his music. I grew up on his music. You know, he had no business being a multimillionaire,
Billion, right?
I don't even know how much money. I just know that he has no business having himself jammed up like that. Not like that. He had women out here throwing themselves at him. You don't need to drug nobody. You don't need to take nothing from nobody. If you got women throwing themselves at you, you go after the freebies.
Yeah, no is no. Consent is king, you know? Hey, no means no.
I thought free was great. Free. I thought free was great. You know, that's what you want is free. Less aggravation. Okay? Listen, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not there. I don't. I'm just understanding.
Let's grown talk man. Real stuff. Like, were you watching the game tonight?
I'm watching the game probably home. I'm not going nowhere. Or I'm watching on my tablet or at the bar, you know, because by the time I get out of here, so I'm stopping to eat dinner. So that's going to be it.
Yeah, I might watch it in Cromwell. There's this place called Chicago Sam's. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Sounds interesting.
Or I'll check out one of the local spaces out here, you know.
It all depends how I feel when we get out of here.
Hula Hanks or one of those places.
I got things to do after here, you know.
Enchiladas, you know.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Whatever floats your boat.
True.
You know.
Yeah. Wherever I end up, just go with the wind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our last break for the evening. We'll be right back. Truck Drivers Truck and Trash Show.
Got something on your mind? So do we. 203-333-9422. Now, back to Truck Drivers Talking Trash.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Truck Drivers Talking Trash Show. This has been a beautiful day. The weekend is over. The women's championship game is over. And you have to shout out South Carolina and their coach, Dawn Staley. Dawn Staley did an awesome job. She's been there since 2008, coaching these young ladies down there in South Carolina. And you know what? Since they won the national championship, Rich, you there, Rich? Man, let's give South Carolina and the women, all the women who play college basketball in this tournament and in the league, let's give them a round of applause because they deserve it. They deserve it. And like I said, next season, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be fire. It's going to be fire. All these young stars coming back, all these young freshmen who will be sophomores, then the kids coming in. It's going to be, I hate to say it, I think the game's going to be better than the men's game. I think it's going to be better than the men's game. Because guess what? They don't stay in school. They one and done, two and done, maybe even three and done. They gone. They're going to get that paper. You can't blame them. You cannot blame them. Why play for free? You could get a big check for playing. You can't get mad at them.
I looked up a mock draft for the WNBA that they had listed. I don't know what the website was. And they do actually have Caitlin Clark listed at number one. And they have Cameron Brink from Stanford, a center. And then Rekaya Jackson from Tennessee, third. And then Camilla Cardoso from South Carolina, four. And then J.C. Sheldon from Ohio State. And then Aaliyah Edwards from UConn, six. They had Angel Reese from LSU. I think she has another year of eligibility that was in question. Yes. So I guess that's if she does decide to come out, was listed at number seven. Then Sheldon was talking about foreigners. Number eight was, and I'm going to mess up this name. But
butcher it. Go ahead. Get the knife
Nea
out.
Diu. Pooch, P-U-O-C-H from Australia,
ooh.
And then Isabel Borlase, also from Australia. Those
Man,
were the
listen,
the
I am not even going to try to say those names. Yeah. I take your word for it, Rich.
Yeah, but a special shout out to J.C. Sheldon, you know, like, got to keep bigging up that Sheldon, J.C. Sheldon, you know. That's my favorite basketball player.
We got that much time left, but I want to say this, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't like women's basketball, check it out. Because they came a long way from 1993 to now. Man, I'm telling you something. The game has gotten better. They have more athletes. The game is just good. And I'm going to tell you something. I was impressed. I always been, like I said, I've been watching women's basketball since 93. Candace Parker, when she went to Tennessee, had that big rivalry with Connecticut, watching them go back and forth, Geno and Pat Salmon. You talk about warrior games. These games were not for the faint at heart. when Tennessee and Connecticut got together, Pat Summitt coached like a man and Geno coached like a bigger man. It was no joke. I'm telling you, if you don't remember those games, people, you know my favorite saying, Google it.
Hey,
YouTube it, Google it.
Hey, J.C. Sheldon, you're now my favorite basketball player. I just followed you on Instagram. I'm getting the jersey.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He got a man. Is that a man or a woman?
It's a woman, but he's got the Sheldon name. Anyone that supports the Sheldon legacy, I'm a fan of.
No relations, ladies and gentlemen. No relations whatsoever. But this is his favorite player. Good luck, Sheldon. I hope you do well. I hope you do well. But like I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, please check out the women's game and check out the draft. Check out the draft. Because like I said, I think one of those big girls should go first. You know, I understand you think you could build a team around that young lady, but she's going against a lot of talent at that guard position. You know, having a 6'7" young lady who could rebound, block shots, and give you strong minutes on the court, I don't know.
The Indiana Fever, and I think it would also depend on which team drafts. So if that, in fact, is the first draft, they may not need a big player. They may be looking for somebody.
Yeah, they might be looking for a shooter. I never thought about that, Rich. Like I said, I don't follow the NBA like the women's game like that, WNBA like that. But, real quickly, Lakers. The Lakers. Dallas. Soccer. And the Clippers. Man, listen, ladies and gentlemen, check out the NBA. Playoffs is around the corner. Don't sit there and be complaining. Let your man have the remote control. Let him flick, 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 because the game's about to get exciting.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Choke Jarvis Talking Trash. Check us out next Monday night, 7 to 8, same place, same time. And don't forget, enjoy yourself.
Connecticut Sun, we need J.C. Sheldon.
No, we do not. No,
yeah, we do.
Not.
So I can watch her at Mohegan.
No.
Sheldon at Mohegan.
No. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.